This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Okay, Alex Jones here back live. Down in New York, we're going to talk about spy tech story, big tech censorship. Then we talk about spy tech. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, people laugh at us. Oh, America doesn't do that. That never happened. Now it's all admitted. So finishing up your story real quick here, Doug, in New York, what happened to your friend?
So what happened was they got with him and hounded him until the computer was found. Now, keep in mind, he's in federal court with this case now. This is Apple, Amazon, NYPD, and this big Defense Department pump company that has secret technology for oil pumping and deals with rigs all over the world. And this computer was supposedly bound for Dubai. So this is like an international espionage story. And I would appreciate if anybody going to that website of consumerrightsnow.org that they have an ability to help donate to this.
No. I hear you. We'll look into the story. I appreciate your call, Doug. I appreciate that. We'll try to find out more about that. Okay, let's go to another caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Liberty Dog in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. You're on the air, Liberty Dog. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones, thank you, and God bless you for everything you've been doing, fighting up against the cabal. And in defiance of the cabal and saying who they serve, I've been taking some action the last year in my own community here. I basically, out of frustration with all the censorship and all the lies, and I just been waving my flag every Friday morning. I call it Freedom Flag Friday. I get out there on a really busy street corner, 8 to 9 a.m. every Friday. I put it on my Facebook page. I call my local radio station, who pretty much tries to censor me, but on Fridays they let you call in, and talk about whatever you want. I try to get about 30 seconds in, and he shuts me down. But basically, it's been a great response. It started out as like a social experiment, but really, kind of getting my frustrations out, just doing my thing. But it's been really great. Of course, there's a lot of people being triggered by the flag. Like one of your callers said, now, the flag's being censored on YouTube. And some people come and give me the finger, and they give me the thumbs down, which is really ironic because all I'm doing is waving the flag out there. And
that shows how the globalists are taking the country over, and they've gotten a certain percentage, maybe 10% of the public, to really hate America. I mean, I think it's conservatively 10%. You go into college, maybe 20%. You go into a leftist area, maybe half. And, again, they believe they're the ruling class. They believe they're about to have total power over everyone.
Yeah, and I also used to talk about other symbols, the OK sign. That's also the 3%er sign, right? People hold up the three fingers, 3%er sign. So I've been doing that, too. So
don't let people keep you from what symbols you want to use. You know what your symbols mean. You know what they stand for you. And this idea to pre-block symbols before you can use them is the desperateness of the establishment just to stop speech.
Yeah. You know what the biggest symbol, though, that people cannot figure out is a smile and a wave. They haven't figured that one out yet. They're like, hey, this guy's waving the flag. He's got a big smile on his face. Sometimes I wear my MAGA hat, and I wave to every single car that goes by. My buddy Rich, a few of my friends have come and join me every once in a while. My friend Nancy, she's come out a few times. And I started a YouTube channel. I got about 30 subscribers now, Liberty Dog 1776, and started a Twitter feed. But you know what? I'm being defiant out there, but I'm doing it in a good way, and people they can't fight that.
No, that's beautiful. Let me answer this question. Do you get flipped off when you just have the American flag, or is it when you have the Make America Great Again hat, too?
You know what? It's funny. I just had my coming out with the MAGA hat two weeks ago, so I've only done it twice. I've been doing this for over a year now, Alex, and before I even brought the MAGA hat out, people were giving me, those are far between.
So they were getting mad at the flag. Well, that shows how delusional they are. God bless you, brother. Great job. Keep it up. All right, more calls. We're back in 60 seconds. I'm going to go right to more of your calls. write your calls. Craig and Anthony and so many others. Bam, bam, bam. Get ready. Start your engines. We're going to be right back. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought today
Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Organizations like Media Matters have pointed out consistently how Alex Jones and other InfoWars pages had just simply circumvented any ban by starting a different account or going on Instagram.
If you don't like someone on Facebook, don't follow them. It's not that hard to figure out.
Facebook, are you going to do something about the liberals who call me the N-word? No, because big tech is only interested in going after conservatives. You know, the really dangerous ones.
Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
President Trump retweeted Paul Joseph Watson twice and a brief video by InfoWars' Millie Weaver. Social media's hall monitor, Brad Stelter, was not very happy about it.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars.
Back to your point, though, about the InfoWars presidency, I want to know, and I tweeted this the other day, what is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com.
InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
What's all the fuss about? Why do they want us off air? Because we've got the spirit of victory, the spirit of being alive, being pro-human. All right, I've got stacks of news that just broke at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I've got tons of incredible clips, but I'm taking your calls on this Friday. That's what we're doing right now. We'll cover a ton of news at the bottom of the hour, and I'll continue with calls after that, but right now we are taking your phone calls. All right, Anthony in New Jersey. We're going to the order as the calls are received. Thanks for holding, Anthony in New Jersey.
Hey, Alex, what's up, man?
I've loved talking to you, brother. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, man. Well, I just want to say I'm a longtime listener. I've been listening for about 10 years. Endgame and Obama deception really helped me wake up, and I kind of passed that torch around my family. So I really appreciate the things that you guys are doing.
Thank you, brother.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about measles outbreak that's happening here in New Jersey and New York.
I haven't even gotten to that yet. You know, Europe has thousands of cases now. So does the U.S. And I have a stack of mainstream news admitting it's the illegal aliens.
Yeah, like I agree with that to a sense, but I also know that and this is by no means anti-Semitic, but I know that it's coming from Israel as well, because I live close to Lakewood, which would be the highest Orthodox Jew population in the United States.
No, I mean, they admit that it's some of the main outbreaks in the Orthodox Jewish area because they follow Leviticus and don't want to put the dead baby parts in them. And a lot of the vaccines are grown on dead baby tissue.
Right. So my main concern is not necessarily where it's coming from. It's also like how they're trying to force vaccines now.
Oh, I'm very concerned, sir. I'm very concerned. Yes, sir.
It's extending way past Orthodox Jewish religions and such, and now they're trying to make sure that everybody's getting vaccinated for this MMR. And that's, I mean, even going as far as making it mandated.
Yeah, well, it's not really mandated. They're lying. It's a fraud. It's all color of law, and it's all Big Pharma doing this because they have hundreds of vaccines they want you to take. 50 years ago, it was like 4 or 5 vaccines. Now it's hundreds. And did you know that vaccine makers have liability protection? Did you know they're not tested for safety? Did you know that?
No, I didn't, actually.
We've got an article on Infowars.com that's got posters we printed up so people can print them off and post them in your area. And it just simply says, vaccines can kill. They have no liability. They have no safety testing. Read the insert that comes with it. Humanity won't submit. Here's how you can strike back against censorship. $5,000 prize. I don't have the money to do these contests these days, but I'm still going to do it. It's a month-long contest. Videotape it. Put it on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Get it out there. Make your own poster. Pick one of our posters. Get it out there. Videotape it. Get it in legal and lawful areas. $5,000 first place. $1,000 second place. I think $500 third place. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call, Anthony. Yeah, it's a big deal. The forced inoculation is a big, big deal. But the measles, mumps, rubella shot never protects you anyways. They admit folks that have been vaccinated are the ones that are all getting sick. So here's the thing. If you've been vaccinated, how am I bad for not taking it if you're supposedly protected? All right, let's go to Craig, Louisiana. Craig, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex, let me just say, it's an honor to be able to speak to you.
It's an honor to talk to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Oh, and if I can just say real quickly, for the longest time, my mother tried to get me to listen to you. I thought she was nuts. I thought you were nuts. But let me say last year, right before the election, I actually took me, my wife, and our unborn child. We tried to go out there to go to your production studio, because that's one thing that's on my bucket list. So I still hope one day you can do a meet and greet and with me and me and the whole family that we can all meet with you. That's on my bucket list. Meet with you and meet with the president. What's on my mind?
Well, I'd love to meet with you too, brother. You know, and I'm not bragging, but even when I'm under the weather, I'm up here on the air. It's just that I'm working all the time. But I would love to be able to meet the listeners more often.
Okay. Do it soon. And so the reason I called is you were talking about Comey. I think it's a symptom of TDS. So what really needs to happen is the president, I hope him or maybe one of his, or maybe someone in his cabinet is listening today and every day, really, because everything you do and everything that we do as a people, as a country, it's so important. But
sure. So what does the White House need to do to Comey? Because he's saying we're going to indict the president after he's not the president. This is a disgraced criminal that lied to Congress. They got caught perjuring himself. So what do you think should be done to Comey?
It's sickening. So, three things. One, we need to he needs to enact laws that say no more censorship. We're being banned. I was banned for life on Twitter. We need to put it to an end. Banking accounts, et cetera. Second, the border needs to be shut down immediately. I lost my cousin, since then we moved out here. But I can tell you, has to end.
Well, God bless you, Craig. We're going to jump on to other calls, but thank you for your call. Vincent in Boston, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Vincent.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
College professors have waged a war of attrition upon the culture of our nation. And, Alex, I'm only 19 and a college student. But at school, I see firsthand a generation of young adults being indoctrinated in a cult-like manner to perverse ideologies such as total multiculturalism, moral relativism, and Satanism. And there are posters at my Roman Catholic college that say, you must be tolerant of Islam, paganism, and Wiccan witchcraft, or else. And the left doesn't even hide their evil anymore. Just look to the governor of Virginia, who's proud about slaughtering these already born babies. Young conservatives are afraid to speak out today because we know we will be targeted if we do. And in the classroom, professors will brutally chastise students such as myself for
daring. Well, listen, you're obviously on fire. I'm going to hold you over, Vincent, so you can finish up. But you're right. We're under assault. The left-hand path is making its move. You see nationalists fighting back worldwide, but it's not enough. We have to get very aggressive. Conservatives can't just sit back and do defense. We've got to go on offense politically.
Correct. And kids today in the colleges are forced to submit to the brainwashing if they want to succeed academically, which is ironic.
Because so a lot of them go into Stockholm Syndrome, and instead of being secretive and just being a leftist to pass, they actually become a leftist.
Yes, and a residual effect of this indoctrination is what I call the milquetoast generation that needs safe spaces from disagreement and intelligent thought. And it's why we're seeing all these hypersexualized, violent men and women who believe it's their way or the highway. And I have one last
thing. Hold on. Stay there, Vincent. You're on fire. I want to hear this. We're taking a lot of calls today, like I said I would. We're already 20-plus calls in. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Not this segment, but next segment, I'm going to talk about the tactical rabbi in the LA Times actually going into synagogues and teaching people that you need to have armed security here. It's okay for you to have guns. And the left is learning and actually getting guns. That's how we're going to beat the globalist plan for domestication. It was armed people that stopped the killer last week who would have killed probably dozens. Only killed a few people, thank God. I mean, not glad they killed a few people, but thank God it was only a few, not a whole bunch. That's what we're talking about here. So that's coming up. And your calls continue. I'm being a good boy. I'm taking a lot of calls. Vincent in Boston, you were making some really good points. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. And very quickly, and I'll hang up. My message to you and the listeners is that although the liberals may have the voice, the loudest voices in the room, I promise there's many, many good conservative young adults out there, and we are the silent majority. So please do not lose hope. Keep defending traditionalism because hell awaits. And, sir, I'd like to leave you with a quote by the great Dante, who said that the darkest places in hell are reserved for those who maintain their neutrality in times of moral crisis. So God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. Yes, I've read Dante's Inferno. Everybody should read it. Real literature. Thank you so much. A lot of folks read Dante and think it's like the Bible or something, but it's fiction, but it's very powerful. But it deals with real things that go on in the world. Okay, we're just going to the order of the calls are received here. Let us now go ahead and take a call from Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. So I first got into InfoWars about 4 years ago because I'm a huge Megadeth fan, and you had Dave Mustaine on for a great long interview. And I don't know if you do those anymore, but I thought that was a great idea. I wish you'd do that again.
I like Dave Mustaine. He wanted me to go on tour with him. He wanted me to write his last three albums with him. And I really like Dave. I'm sure he's going to write really great albums without me, but if you listen to his music the last 10 years, it's basically InfoWars. So he's a daily listener. I really like Dave Mustaine.
I know, and I like both of you guys. God bless both of you guys. I love you guys both. Let me say this, too. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I gotta do a shout-out for the bone broth. Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk, I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But, yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula. The media picked up making a joke about it, me saying it tastes good with different fruits and milk. It tastes okay in a blender with milk or water. I don't recommend you do it with a spoon like Vice did because it's so thick you can't do it. But the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth, it is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you. So the reason I'm calling today is because I know you've been playing that clip of Anna Navarro a lot, you know, talking about how they basically want to deperson you and just, you know, make you just disappear. And that's horrible. But there's something subtle that takes place on that clip that I haven't heard a lot of people mentioning. And that's Joy Behar right before her saying, we've been noticing, quote unquote, excesses in the First and Second Amendment. And I just wanted to say how shrewd the globalists are, because I know that The View is just a globalist platform. It's the mouthpiece. And how shrewd they are to use these subtleties to try to delimit our rights, and how effective it's been. And I just wanted to see if you could maybe speak to who is at the top, who's controlling these mouthpieces and giving them their marching orders, because it's obviously...
No, that's it. Let me get to that. Thank you for the call. Great points, Mike. Here's Navarro on The View.
Shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
She thinks it's horrible, so she decides it won't be on air. And so the caller was asking, what's behind this? I mean, this, I wouldn't even call it subtle. I mean, you're right. Joy Behar is subtle compared to Navarro. She's like, oh, we have excesses in the Second and First Amendment. This is just insane. They want to take you off air so they can lie about what you said. 99% of the time when they say things I've said or done, they won't show it. And now that they think I'm deplatformed, now that they think I'm not on all these systems, I'm still on hundreds of radio and TV stations and Infowars.com and Newswars.com, but now that they think I'm off air, now it's the white supremacist thing, which nobody buys. Everybody knows that's just political. It's lies. Except they use it then in banking and in life. And that's why I've got to file suit against these groups that are doing this. Not because I want to, not because I even have the money to do it, but because this is going to happen to you next. This is the system. So everybody's been called a racist. Everybody's been called a white supremacist. Everybody's been lied about. And now that they think I'm not on these platforms, they are, I mean, I wonder what they're going to make up next. And again, I'm not a victim. I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm just simply blown away that they're this criminal. It was on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. It was on every channel that I knew of when they deplatformed me last year, that Alex Jones called for killing members of the media. There was no clip. There was no video. Why would I say that? A, I disagree with that. B, it's illegal. And they asked Jack Dorsey, you haven't banned him yet. You're the last guy. But he said, get battle rifles ready and kill the media. And Dorsey goes, I saw that. I'm still going to keep him up. It's all just a stunt. Then he banned me. So let me explain this. Speech isn't about saying what you want to say. Mm-mm. That's the side issue. Speech is about standing up to liars when they lie about you. So imagine having your arms, your legs tied, and your mouth gagged. Imagine they wheel you out in a gladiatorial event, and you're tied to the front of a forklift. And out walks Brian Stelter and Navarro, Hillary Clinton, and they pull out swords, and they just shove them in your guts, and everybody claps. And you're gagged, and you're bleeding, and there's big teleprompters flashing, hooray, death blow. I mean, the archetype of how cowardly this is, the archetype of how ridiculous this is. How did they ever get the left to be so evil? I mean, I watch these videos of Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver on these universities, and Owen Schroyer as well, who just walked in. That's Travis, but he just got back as well. And these leftists just come right up and they say, we're going to shut you up. I'd like to see you in jail. And our crew are nice to them. They say, listen, America. And they go, you know what? F America. And F you too. We've seen the videos. And we're like, but that's dangerous. F you, I run things now. You don't run anything. You don't run jack. If we wanted to be authoritarian, you'd be done, and you know it. And that's the thing is, you're just really pushing it. You're really pushing it. You want that physical confrontation to make your bones. Yeah, you'll find out. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth Crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Central Standard Time Global will be broadcast live on our return this Saturday. Live transmission not announced yet. The time of. And then Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Owen Stroyer, it's coming up 3 o'clock. We're going to have Dr. Nick Baggett with us next hour. Your phone call is just a few minutes away. But let's hit some of the breaking news that just came in seconds ago. No, I'm not talking about the tactical rabbi helped synagogues defend against anti-Semitic violence. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I'm talking about this breaking news out of the New York Times. Mueller won't testify next week, says House Judiciary Chair reports. Nadler, a.k.a. the Hamburglar, says U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller III will not testify before committee next week, the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee told reporters on Friday, according to many reports. Chairman Jared Nadler said he hopes he does not have to subpoena Mr. Mueller to appear before lawmakers, but that he would issue if necessary, adding that negotiations are continuing, Bloomberg, Fox, and other outlets reported. Let's translate that for everybody right here. I'm going to explain this again. Everyone keeps building up Bob Barr like he's the Lily Whites. As John Goodman says in The Big Lebowski, the Whites. I know a lot of people that I've talked to that worked under Barr. They say he's a by-the-book guy and that he's not anti-American. But let's just not lie to each other. He helped cover up Iran-Contra, which is fighting a bunch of communists. So, I mean, overall, that's nothing compared to the Clintons. And I'm not defending it. The point is that he came in to cover up the attempted coup on Trump, to clean it up, and to get the deep state to stop it. And the Mueller report does that. So the fact that Mueller is now refusing to testify shows you that. If they give out that whole redacted report, it burns the illegal spies. It burns the whole system. And notice I said that months ago. Now they're saying it in the news this week. So this just shows the Democrats are crazy. It's like they've got a pea shooter and Trump's got a howitzer cannon and they're not stopping, which shows mental illness. They're like impeachment and all these investigations when he's got them with illegal spying. He's got them with trying to overturn the election. He's got them with paying off their families with the Fusion GPS money. He's got them. He's got them leaking to the media illegally. He's got them perjuring themselves to Congress, which is illegal. But they've been in power so long that they think they're still invincible because it worked in the past. They don't quit. So that's really your takeaway. Mueller cancels testimony in desperate bid to protect deep state. Not the deep state of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's barely got any control of the government yet. And if down the road some of Trump's appointees became a government unto themselves, I'd oppose them. No, the dug-in government like ticks you're trying to pull out of your body. You ever gone hiking around the woods or camping and you get home and take a shower and you're like, what's that down there? Like right down underneath your huevos is a tick. You're like trying to get that sucker out of there. And they're burrowed in. They got their heads in. They're holding on like they're riding bucking broncos. This is an incredible time to be alive. An absolutely amazing time. But the fact that Mueller has canceled his testimony shows the jig is up. And Trump, you know why Mueller did this, right? Bob Barr's telling him, we've got all the FISA stuff. We've got the FISA Inspector General. We've got the Justice Department Inspector General. We got all the emails, all the text messages, all the perjury to Congress. We've got all the admissions. And Trump is going to declassify it if you don't. Leave him alone. You're not dealing with your average swamp creature that's scared. He hasn't done anything. You don't have anything on him. He likes confrontation. Stop it. Back down for the good of the country. Quit. We should have had a president stood up to China and didn't have one-side deals. We should have had a president stood up to Mexico. You know, Ann Coulter's thing is, oh, my gosh, we've got double the record flooding us. That's the plan. That's why the U.N.'s funding the assault on our borders and our ICE. Is to crush Trump, is to crush us. That's the plan. You don't blame Trump for it. And again, I'm not bashing Ann Coulter. I get her point. Get on Trump's ass. He may declare the real national emergency, and he should. But I read her articles. She doesn't really point that out. She just shows us what a purist she is. That she's there, and, you know, Trump, oh, yeah, he has 3D chess. Yeah, I told you a lot of times, with Trump, there's no 3D chess. It's called being pragmatic. It's called what makes sense and what can he get done. But he's not out to get you. He likes the country. He likes himself. He likes his family. And he doesn't like a future in America where half the country's burning in race war. He doesn't like a future in America where everybody's too poor to go to his golf courses. He is the service economy. And he wants people to be successful. That is just some ass-kissing exercise because the president tweets my stuff or likes the show. it's because I've been persecuted for supporting Trump that I support him even more virulently would be the word for the establishment. So take opioids. Opioid use is now way down. Just a year and a half after Trump launched his operation against that. Some numbers are 80%. Some numbers are 70%. Opioid prescription rates tumble. The latest sign Trump-led crackdown is working. There's enough pills prescribed last year to give every adult in the United States 34 pills throughout that year. But now Trump's cut it massively. Depending on the numbers you look at, 43 to 90% doesn't matter. The point is, Trump's trying. Instead of just greasing the skids of the collapse of our civilization. Now let's shift gears to this. You've got synagogues and churches being targeted by lunatics and Islamists and others. And I don't care whether you're a mosque in this country, I don't care if you're a synagogue, I don't care if you're a Baptist church, Catholic church. Obviously, these are targets the way the media hypes them for crazy people to go after them. And so it's refreshing to even see the LA Times talk about shocking the tactical rabbi pulling out an AR-15 and teaching people how to defend themselves and saying it's your right and your duty to do it. That is a fundamental shift instead of people just being victims. It was 45 minutes into the lecture when the rabbi pulled out his AR-15. Who thinks by show of hands that we should be carrying more guns? Rabbi Roselle Cohen asked the crowd of Westside Shabbat Synagogue Wednesday night during an active shooter seminar organized in the wake of the deadly attack. Half the room raised their hands. And then just goes into him explaining to them about guns, good guys versus bad guys, what needs to be done. All right. I've got a bunch of news about open borders and diseases spreading in the country that I want to get to. And I've got your phone calls as well. And I want to go to those. And I've got some really important articles here about creepy tech oligarchs want to dictate your opinions. We're going to hit those and more. But first, the system doesn't like me because I'm promoting independence and individuals being strong. But at the end of the day, as society unravels, there's no excuses that stand up to the reality of the fact that we have to prepare. And I know I've been on the air 24 years, and a lot of people just consider it that we'll always be here. But I'll tell you straight. With all the censorship and all the attacks and all the boycotts and all the lawsuits, the last few months, it's been hard for us to continue on our course here. And the mere fact that Ultra 12, after almost 6 months of not having any vitamin B12, came in and people are buying it, put us back in the black just for the last few months. So I want to just tell you folks, it's nip and tuck. We need your support. I don't want to be nip and tuck. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the coffee, get the B12, get the protein bars, get the books, get the videos, get whatever it is you need, and know that without you, we won't be here. But whatever you do, pray for us, and I'll pray for you. Thank you for your support from the bottom of my heart. You are the InfoWar. Don't thank me. I thank you. Don't thank me. I thank you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Remember when I told you world government didn't exist? Remember when I told you?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Remember when they told you your cell phones weren't spying on you? Remember when they told you the Church of Satan wouldn't try to be in your local school? Remember when they told you the vaccines didn't cause any harm? Remember when they lied to you? It's a very small group of people. And the sooner we start waking up and saying no to them, the sooner we start turning this planet around. Out of all the sites out there, out of all the shows, there's nothing like InfoWars. There's nothing like News Wars. There's nothing like this syndicated radio TV show other than DrudgeReport.com. And I wish it was multimedia. I wish Matt Drudge was on the air every day. I'd tune in. That's a smart guy. But we're here and we're fighting hard. We're setting the agenda worldwide. You are, I am, all of us together. We're not on a power trip when we say that. It's very, very humbling. But it's the truth. The voice of the wilderness out of Texas. Not in New York, not in L.A., not in London, not in Frankfurt or Berlin or Paris or Tokyo or Beijing or Durban or Mexico City or Calcutta, but here. And the system doesn't like it because they've tracked it, everything they've done. Their whole agenda is being opposed now. The old days, they denied existed. Now they just say, well, we need people to take them off the air that don't want this system. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Oh, my gosh, Eric in Colorado. Eric, thanks for holding. I really appreciate you. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really appreciate you, and it's an honor to talk to you. And I do, before I start, I have three different ideas I wanted to shoot by you, but I also wanted to do a plug for a couple of your products that I really love. Changed my life. The DNA Force is one, and X2. I do a lot of construction, and you know, using the tools that you're using, it just really wreaks havoc on your body. And I had three of my fingers starting to go numb, and I didn't think there was anything going to work on it. And I tried your DNA Force a couple weeks later, started feeling that the numbness going away and tingling coming back. And then, now I'm full use of my hand. It's great. And can't thank you enough for what you do just in the fight for liberty.
Well, thank you, brother. I mean, we want to sell you stuff that works. You want to order it again. But PQQ CoQ10 has been proven to make telomeres last longer, to make nerves regrow. It really is an amazing product for anybody above 40. Young people can take it as well. But, yes, DNA Force Plus is amazing. What did you think of the X2?
I love that, too. What I have to say is, like, after a few months of being on that, I felt like I wasn't searching for words. You know, there was a time in my life where I felt like, man, I don't know if I'm just too exhausted or what, but, you know, you feel like you want to get in a conversation and you're pausing and you can't find the word to say. And I swear, man, that X2 really helps with cognition.
Well, that's because the synapses in the brain operate off of it. It's electrochemical. You're absolutely right. When I forget to take X2 every couple of days, sometimes I forget for like a week because I get busy. Then I feel it, and I take it, and it really is amazing. So thank you for the support, brother. What is your view on solutions and spreading the word?
Well, one thing, this goes along with your shirt promotion where you're talking about, don't California my Texas, don't California my USA and all. Right now I'm looking online right now at properties in Texas because I think Patriots need to move to Texas. There's a book out right now by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West called Old Texas, Old the Nation. And I feel like maybe you could put a call out to Patriot because you know what, we love you, and there's a lot of us out here. And
by the way, I like Alan West. I didn't know he had a book about Hold Texas, Hold the Nation.
Name of it, yeah.
Wow.
And I feel like if we can't hold Texas, we're going to lose this nation. And even if you live in a beautiful state like Colorado, maybe I can move back here one day. But you know what, the first thing we got to do is actually hold Texas, because if we can't keep it red, keep it from going blue, like you were saying in 2024, then we're going to lose this whole thing.
And by the way, let's be clear. They bring in millions of illegal aliens who aren't even bad people on average, but they're here illegally. No one's reaching out to them but Democrats that shipped them here and control them with welfare now. So automatically, they're being set up as the voting bloc. It is a criminal takeover. It must be stopped. I hope we can save Texas. I tell you, the average Texan thinks everything's okay, and they, Texas will never. No, Texas is in a lot of trouble.
And I think so, and that's why I think, like, maybe you ought to put a call for Patriots to move there. And the second tier goes right along with what you were saying, is I think there's a multi-tiered thing we should do is, Patriots need to move to Texas, and two, there needs to be an outreach. We need to start reaching out to Spanish-speaking people and try to really say, hey, you want to embrace the American way, and you really want to, if you want to escape where you came from, you don't want to create it here. So, you know what, you need to embrace the American way. You need to, and you know, I know lots of Mexicans, lots of Spanish-speaking people, not just Mexicans, but they're some of the hardest working people I know. And
exactly, but they've got leftists trying to control them and be their boss, like Alexandria Cortez. And the city of Austin has now announced it's adopting her green plan that will bankrupt any city. Thank you, Eric. Great points. Speaking of Alexandria Cortez, Mike in South Carolina is up next. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can.
I feel like we need to take her and them serious because they're all saying it. At this point, I take it as a threat.
Sure. I'm having trouble understanding exactly what you're saying. Maybe your phone's breaking up. Go ahead and say what you were saying again. We just dropped. This call just dropped. Okay. Wendy in Ohio. Wendy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Allegedly, Laura Loomer, investigative journalist, cannot eat or get an Uber. And today is the day of the Uber IPO. And so it's very important for us to remember, remember that fear is a problem with that, that everybody needs to consider that Uber is not a company, and it's a political organization.
Well, that's right. Uber lost $1 billion last year. It's very monopolistic. It spies on people. It sells your data. And it wants driverless cars to take over for regular people. And no, it's real. Laura Loomer, many others, can't get Airbnbs. They can't get Uber Eats. They're using their database on you to abuse you. They're another arrogant, out of control, leftist group. And I think everybody should do whatever they can to try to punish Uber.
I got to go. I'll call back again sometime.
All right. Thank you so much, Wendy. All right. Let's talk to Kat in Arizona. Kat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm just going to say this. In late 1900s, early 2000s, I was working as a networking engineer in New Hampshire at an Air Force base, and I was chemically doused with a chemical that's now in our water supply. A guy that called in the other day mentioned it. It's called PFOS. But they keep changing the name. The actual original name of it was C8, which it gave a lot of people in Ohio cancer during the 40s and 50s. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
But the media is covering it up, okay? You'll see an article every once in a while, but they're downplaying it. I can tell you it's a killer. It gets into the cells of your body, and it attacks your immune system. Your body cannot break it down. Your liver and kidneys do not break this chemical down. This chemical is extremely dangerous. I drank it in huge amounts, huge quantities. So I've gotten a lot of diseases and I've been fighting it. But I just want people to know out there that this is happening. And I think this is a eugenics thing because this crosses all barriers, crosses religion, crosses race.
Well, how are you contaminated in the military?
Well, I wasn't even a military personnel. I was a network engineer for a company in New Hampshire. And they put this company on a ex-Superfund site. Okay, that's the other thing. They were supposed to wait 10 years before they put any companies on there. They put companies on there after 8 years. I was drinking the water out of the water fountain. This was in New Hampshire, so I thought, you know, the water tastes pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You know? Listen, everybody's got to filter their water. There's Superfund sites and toxic waste everywhere. Good Lord. Ma'am, I'm sorry to hear that. Anything else, Kat?
No, I just want you to know this has been in the water since the 40s. So everybody's been exposed to this chemical. You need to filter your water, and it's getting worse. If you go online, you can Google it. It's everywhere, and everybody's getting it, and it'll make you really sick.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with a few more calls, and then I'm going to have Dr. Nick Megich, who's always super informative, really smart guy, take over. Then the weekend's here, Mother's Day, but I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Owen Schroyer, in about an hour and 3 minutes, will be live with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. And please, you are the most hardcore, focused audience in the world. You're the people that care to tune in and go past the censors and find the broadcast. If you don't tell people about it, if you don't tell people to go to Infowars.com/show, if you don't grab the clips and share them, nobody will. They fear this broadcast because they fear you. Whatever you do, spread the links now. We'll be back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.